Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Zone Time. I'm Julian. Tic-Tac-Toe Mars here. Avery's here. And back after a long layoff, Sam Chang is back with us. Good to see you. How was vacation?
It was glorious. It was really hard to come back.
Really missed you.
I missed you guys too. Enough to like actually seriously consider recording an episode at 7 a.m. Tokyo time, but I couldn't sort out.
Thank God you didn't do that. You didn't need to put yourself through that. We're just Zone Time is a great show.
I was up anyway. I just didn't have anywhere to record.
Team player.
Okay.
Yep.
Team player indeed.
Mm-hmm.
How much hockey did you pay attention to while you were gone? You were gone 2 weeks?
I was gone 3 weeks.
You're gone 3 weeks. Did you watch any games? Did you see any headlines? Like, what was that like?
When I left, I think at one point I signed in to laugh at the Oilers while I was in Singapore. I know that the Canucks are roughly in fourth.
Okay.
And that's kind of all I know.
Okay. How about this as a fun game for us to get us into the show here? We're going to talk about Mitch Marner and how people in Toronto are mad with him because it seems like he's not playing up to snuff. I'm speaking as an outsider with that one. Omar, you're going to have to guide me on that one. Mm-hmm. There's a couple other quick hits we got to get to. A Jacob Trouba fine. Marc-Andre Fleury not being able to wear a custom-made mask on Native American Heritage Night. And a very interesting situation involving Corey Perry. And we'll have to tiptoe around that as best as we can. But let's start with this fun game, things Sam Chang missed while on vacation. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read out to you a list of headlines. You have to tell me if the headline that I'm providing to you is true or false. That's literally it. I'm just going to say a line.
I love this.
You have to tell me if this happened or if this didn't happen. How's that sound, Sam?
Sounds great.
Okay. How about this? Let's start with an easy one here. An NBA team leaked one of the two jerseys for the upcoming Winter Classic. True or false?
True.
That is true. The Utah Jazz wore the Seattle Kraken jerseys ahead of a game before they could even be formally unveiled by the Kraken and the Vegas Golden Knights. Anyone remember that game is happening New Year's Day or whenever the Winter Classic happens now?
Yeah, I think I knew that was happening because I remember when I first got announced, I thought it was cool and made sense to have the two, newly introduced teams as Winter Classic teams. And also, again, it helps that Vegas won the cup last year as well. So, yeah, I thought it made sense. And I thought it was really funny that an NBA team leaked it. You know, another moment where the NBA is doing the NHL's job better than the NHL is.
And of all teams, the Utah Jazz. It's not even I mean, I guess it's the closest team out west to those. No, not even. You have California and all that. Why? I don't know why the Utah Jazz. Anyway.
I can find one correlation, though.
Sure.
Ryan Smith wants to buy an NBA team. Ryan Smith wants to buy an NBA team, an NHL team. I could see that correlation. He wants an NHL franchise.
Does. In
I could see that correlation there. So maybe him for Ryan Smith.
That's very fair. Okay, so Sam got that one right. How about this next one? In an interview with ESPN, George Parros told ESPN that he hopes to be in charge of the NHL's Department of Player Safety for life.
What?
True or false? Yeah, that's false. That's not a real headline.
Okay. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Omar, are you okay, buddy?
Why are you getting fooled by that?
Dude, the shock I just felt through my soul.
Are you okay? Are you having heart palpitations?
For life? Like, man, I don't know, we'll probably talk about it like later on. Well, you know, with
yes, because Jacob Trouba will come up on our show. Yes. Like,
mm-hmm. if for life, that would be a sad announcement. I'd be thoroughly upset about that one.
How about this one, Sam? The NHL wants to hold an international tournament with four teams. True or false?
True.
Okay.
But I only know this because I was scrolling through our group chat.
Okay, that's fair. We did talk about a lot of stuff in the group chat. Any thoughts on that, by the way? Like, four teams?
When I scrolled through, I did not give this any thought.
That's fine.
So I don't actually know any of the details. I just know that this is a thing.
So, like, what's been out there, and it seems like the league is getting close to doing this, like, a tournament where you could have, like, Canada, the U.S., Sweden, and Finland, I think, are the four teams they're thinking of. There's a possibility that they may have six, but it may just be four.
Why those four?
I don't know. I mean,
like, what happens to the other countries?
Like, no Dreisaitl, no Stutzla. Like, no Dreisaitl.
Geopolitics with Russia. Oh. So that takes
it doesn't make any sense.
Like, at that point, you might as well just not do it.
Why don't you just bring back continents?
Why not just do Team North America versus Team Europe?
Because it makes sense, Julian.
Like I said before, the league in 2016 had planned by 2018 to do a North America versus Europe best of five series in London. I got scrapped, and no one knows why.
Honestly, no one knows. that sounds like a much better option than just completely scrapping a whole bunch of other countries. Like, at least if you have the continents and there's some, and then there's competition, there's a narrative. Who's going to make, like, there's so
the
many.
The only
players.
Way I would be on board with four countries is if they took every country that exists in the NHL, put them all on the little lottery balls, and just randomly selected four.
Yo, congratulations. You now have a tournament with Kazakhstan, Finland,
Slovenia.
Yeah, congratulations. That's a money draw right there.
Oh, it's so dumb.
Oh, but
okay.
The four balls would be ranked, right? Like,
definitely.
I mean,
but you could at least then be like, oh, it was randomly selected.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though?
Gary Bettman wings.
Some way, somehow, lottery ends up. Edmonton Oilers. How they get here?
Oh no! I did not plan on the Edmonton.
A random the live feed randomly just goes to Ken Holland, who's just like a slow thumbs up.
Great way
That'd
to
be
leave.
Hilarious.
How about this headline? The Minnesota Wild have fired head coach Dean Evason.
False.
That is true, and that actually just happened.
Just breaking news.
That literally just happened.
I saw that the Panthers fired their coach, but I did not see the Evason news.
The Carolina Panthers fired their head coach.
The Carolina Panthers, yes.
Not the Florida Panthers.
I know.
Frank Reich.
I was confused when I saw that
headline. Carolina Panthers. Yeah, whoa,
we are breaking. Yo, we have breaking news, gang. Breaking news.
Oh, what's the breaking news?
Michael Russo is reporting that John Hines will be the Wild's new head coach.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There we go. John Hines is going to be the new head coach of the Minnesota Wild. That literally just happened. So I figured, why not just throw that into the game? Okay, so you got that false. Nice. How about this one? You may have seen it. I don't know if you have. I'm very curious. Mark Spector, Tim Peel, and Frank Saravalli all got into a fight with each other on Twitter.
Yes, that is true.
Yes. That was
one of the greatest
happened.
Moments. There are no NHL games, so Hockey Twitter said, you know what? It's okay. We got you.
Listen,
and just a random triple threat.
If Tim Peel could just pick a fight to make himself relevant again, he will do it.
Not wrong.
Right? Like, that's just a rule of the universe.
I mean, it's at a point now where he's not reffing anymore. He's more than comfortable being caught on a mic. It could happen.
It's more than comfortable being cut on the mic.
Is that wrong to say? I mean, it is what it is, right? Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I'll give Tim Peele credit this time. This time,
oh, really?
He yelled at some adults, not children. Plus one of his own age this time.
No. Oh, yeah. We got to go to the next topic.
Do we just end the show right now? I think that's like,
oh, my God.
Mic drop.
That needs to go on a highlight reel. That's going on my, we should do it December 24th, best of zone time. For the last,
you should
year.
Do that.
Yes, oh, that'd be hilarious. That'd be awesome.
I like making more work for Kieran.
Yes. Love you, dude.
Shout out Kieran Breed. next one. Dustin Byfuglien is now a competitive fisherman.
True. Also, because I saw that in the group chat.
Okay. Well, nah. It apparently has been the case for the last 6 years or so.
I had no idea.
Dude is a competitive fisherman. Let me see if I can find the actual league that he's in. But that is actually very true. He's actually very passionate.
A fisherman, do you just go out on your own? You're just fishing on your own, or
no? There's a real league and real standings, real prize money for it.
But it's all individual, right?
He's just on a boat by himself fishing. I like that. That was his pretty direct much. Reaction to being in Winnipeg.
Oh man.
I'm sure Winnipeg is a fine city that makes do with its airport or whatever airport they have. Anyway, next one. Rick Tocchet recently gave props to Prince Harry at a Canucks home game.
Prince Harry was at the Canucks home game.
But Rick Tocchet gave him props.
Balls?
Oh, that actually happened. That is true. And not only did it happen, Rick Tocchet said he had no idea he could do that.
I mean, I wouldn't expect to be able to do that either. As soon as you do it, I don't know, a whole bunch of sniper dots just show up out of nowhere. It's like, no, it's fine. We're just, I'm just saying hello. It's okay.
What kind of sniper security detail would Prince Harry have? I know we're calling him Prince Harry, but he's technically not royalty anymore, right?
No, I guess that is true.
That's a good question.
I mean, I guess the logistics of it, he's not a quote unquote royalty anymore, but I don't know. I still would expect that he'd have a couple of, strong arm security somewhere, just ready to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meghan Markle might have more security. Who knows?
That's true.
She was
Who would you be more happy about having at your game? Prince Harry or the Jonas Brothers?
Ooh.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, that's Meghan Markle.
That's fair. Something Meghan else that Markle. Happened. I don't know what game it was, but yeah, the Jonas Brothers had a game randomly, and I was like, what?
There was an Edmonton game, yes, where the Jonas Brothers, I believe they had played the night before, and they stayed around and watched an Edmonton. They willingly watched an Edmonton Oilers game.
Willingly. Whoa.
This is when they were still bad.
This is true. They have since turned it around. Good job.
9 points.
Also, I have beef with McDavid. He cost me my week in fantasy.
Oh, that's your only beef with Connor McDavid? Yes.
Well, when it comes to personal beef, I was winning the week, and then I checked the next morning and I lost. And I don't know why. And I checked because McDavid decided to have 5 points. That's awesome, McDavid. Thank you. Oh my god.
Guys, know that at some point there were rumors that Meghan Markle is dating Michael Delzato.
I'm not surprised by that.
Ages ago.
No. What?
Interesting.
Michael Delzato?
That's what the Prince Harry Canuck game reminded me of.
No.
Yo, Michael Delzato, he's outside. So that means he's the man who's outside.
Yeah. Considering the people who he's tried to get with, damn, okay. God damn. one last one for you. The Toronto Maple Leafs have traded Ryan Reeves to Washington for a 4th-round pick.
True.
That is false. Ryan Reeves is not only still a Toronto Maple Leaf, he scored in the last week or so.
And then what happened?
What happened?
And then they went on to blow a 3-1 lead to Chicago. And not only did they lose that game, it is a series sweep. They lost every single game to Chicago. Are we gonna pivot to the Leafs or should I guess now is
no better time than now to transition over to why the Toronto Maple Leafs have given Omar such scorn and frustration.
Okay, so I think this is like before Sam left. I was given the random realization that the Canucks had the same amount of wins or regular wins as the Leafs. And that surprised me. That took me off guard, right? And now we're sitting here. We're at the end of November, right? We're past U.S. Thanksgiving, right? And the Leafs only have 5 regulation wins. They have 10 in total, but they have 5 regulation wins, right? So obviously, you know, the scorn and the criticism is going around different players. William Nylander has been great, but now Mitch Marner is getting a lot of the focus, which I get to an extent, even though both him and Austin haven't been like the best so far. But definitely not this latest stretch. But like with Marner, like, okay, if you look at his stats, like he's a point per game. He has like 20 points in 19 games. But like the same like explosiveness. Oh, I'm not ranting anymore. Like this is like actual like analysis. But like I guess the
okay,
same.
Okay, fine. All right. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to break that up with me reading Bill Kovac and Tom Rosenstein's The Elements of Journalism. That might come in handy a little later. Anyway,
but yeah, it's just like that same like explosiveness and like high paced energy that we're used to seeing from Marner, especially throughout the regular season, just hasn't been there. And a lot of people are saying like, oh, well, he's a point per game player. I'm like, yeah, but like you also have like 2 back to back 4-point games. So like if you look at the game log, like there hasn't been that much consistency. And I'm not saying he's playing horribly, but Here's the dark truth about making double digits in the NHL. Like, I don't know, like playing okay or just being okay like isn't enough. And again, I'm saying the same thing at Austin as well. The last game, their last loss against Pittsburgh, why is Matthew Nyes the most noticeable player on the line? No disrespect to Matthew Nyes. He's having a great season. But I shouldn't be watching that top line and noticing 23 and wondering, oh, crap, where's Austin? Where's Mitch? Yeah, I'm noticing them like you know the back check and defensive plays and stuff. But like, why is it that this entire season is mostly been the second line, you know, led by William Nylander that's taking charge, but everyone else has just been kind of okay. So I don't blame Sheldon Keefe for mixing things up up at practice. Matthews is now playing with Nylander, and Marner's now playing with Tavares, because you need to get to a point where everyone is going at the same time. And I thought this was going to happen this year. I thought this would be the first season where like all 4 players are going at once, because there have been so many times over the years where it's like Nylander is good for a week, and then Matthews is good for a week, and then Marner is good for a week, and Tavares is good for a week. But there hasn't been a stretch where, like, game in and game out, all 4 are taking control and all 4 are playing well. And we're getting to a point now where, like, they're playing purposely hockey and they're losing games. The only time they look as if they're trying is when they're down. And it's not too early to have this conversation. Like Brad Tree Living like spoke with the media and identified some like areas that need improvement. But like we're getting to a point now where we can't just like sit back and say like, okay, I hope they play better. Like, no, we have to start getting into the habit of things. And again, Marner's getting the focus because he just hasn't been himself, hasn't looked himself, look like himself. But like again, Matthews also hasn't been his Matthew-esque. I don't know, Matthew-esque flavor lately as well. So I'm hoping these line switches change things up.
Okay. Well, my first thought with all this is I wonder how many teams in the National Hockey League Mitch Marner would be a leading scorer on. Like, I just casually just thinking that. But also, I get it. To your point, fine. He's maybe not playing enough at a high level, especially for the salary that he is making. That being said, though, for a good chunk of the year, it was the rest of the lineup that was a problem. The defense was a problem. The goaltending was here and there. And now all of a sudden, because imagine if I'm Mitch Marner. I'm not trying to absolve Mitch Marner of everything here. Yeah. He is not without his faults. But now because I have 3 points in my last however many games, everyone wants to get mad at me. There's a part of me that kind of that doesn't think that's that fair. Like The roster has not been built all that well, and you thought, okay, this would be a team that would be good up and down the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Marner was doing his part, and it's going mm-hmm. to happen for guys where they're going to have lulls in during the year. Would you rather have this discussion right now at the end of November, where mm-hmm. guys are trying to find their bearing? Or would you rather have that discussion in April?
I would rather have that discussion in April. However, no one.
You'd
on
rather
the team,
have that discussion about them being on and off in April than in November for meaningless
game? Sorry. I'd rather the conversation. I'd rather the conversation be now. However, we haven't. This team does not deserve the benefit of the doubt from us for them to get that. Would you rather conversation? Flat out, they have. They don't have that. That pocket. They don't have that space to have that conversation, right? If we're in a universe where the Leafs are still losing in the first round, they make their one second round appearance, whatever, but every single playoff round, each of those players are on it. Okay. Have your lull in the regular season, because I know when the games matter, you're going to be there.
Okay.
Mitch Marner, when the games have been there, he's disappeared. Austin Matthews, when the games have mattered, he's disappeared. William Nylander, he's been there.
He's been there.
And this season, he's
you
been here.
You gotta pay that boy some money.
Right? Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? So like,
Omar's point, part of the issue is like, you know, how much of the conversation when Marner was negotiating his contract was around pay me the big bucks. I still remember the headline about him being a for sure Hall of Famer. Pay this man $12 million because he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
I gotta find this.
I probably will. And again, he probably will, or at the very least, he's gonna go down the Leafs record books for like as far as a career leap, like definitely. But at the same time, we're having the same conversation. Now, not every problem on the Leafs roster is Marner's fault. Brad Tree Living Man, he has done some things to this roster that have been appalling. And he has the audacity to say, like, oh, yeah, the defense can be better. You had an opportunity to improve it, but then brought on John Klingberg, right? So I don't know, like there's so many things that just need to be done. And Marner, again, is not the only reason why things aren't working well, but he is a part of it. And he has to be a big part of it because, again, he's making – you need to, like, the being good is the standard money. So,
yeah,
it's not fair for him to get all the blame. But like, at some point, the team needs to turn around. I would not be surprised if it starts with him. But like, we just need someone other than William Nylander to take over. And again, for that to be consistent throughout the lineup.
You want Chris Tanev or Nikita Zadorov on your team?
I mean, how much would it cost?
I mean, probably like, I mean, depending on the player, right? I mean, Chris Tanev might get you a draft pick.
Okay.
A higher draft pick. Nikita Zadorov, I'm sure the Flames would want a draft pick and a prospect.
Okay. I mean, I think, I guess right now, like Tanev and Zadorov are like the names, obviously, because, Zadorov requested a trade and everyone's looking where Calgary is right now. But like, I wonder if, like, are those the only names available as far as defenders? Like, no disrespect to them. Like, I think we're all just getting to a point.
There's
where...
Matt Dumba who's getting scratched in Arizona. If you want,
Matt Dumba's getting scratched.
He is.
I thought I heard. I was. Yeah, I saw that. I was discussing that with a couple guys I practiced today.
Oh wow.
Or the other day. Yeah. Oh, I mean, Matt Dumba's not. He definitely ain't cheap.
Yeah. I don't know. I think right now the focus has been on those two players, but I think just because everyone has felt like it'd be like a natural fit as far as trade partners go. But I wonder if that's like the only thing out there. But a conversation that was happening before was that, maybe the Leafs, like, once they get Connor Timmins back, maybe they can kind of have like a defense by committee type of perspective. But again, what we've seen, like, no, they need.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Someone else like Jake McCabe is up and down. Connor Timmins has made some shocking mistakes. William Lagesson has been a good surprise. Some, you know, Benoit has been at times. Like, I think our most consistent defender has been Morgan Riley. And even TJ Brody had an awful game last week. So the blue line needs to be better. But yeah,
your most consistent defender is your most highest paid defenseman on your team.
Yeah, and he only makes 7.5. See how I said only?
Only 7.5. Yeah,
you see how I said only?
One day. Let Omar hang out in the negotiations for the next time a major Leaf has to re-sign in Toronto.
I can't put a camera in there too, as well, please. I can't do it.
Put a camera in there so we can all just see it. I can't. What would be funnier, having audio on or audio off as Omar is yelling in favor of the Leafs in a contract negotiation?
Omar's arms up.
I would get up and walk away so many times.
It's like, you know, $9.5 million.
Exactly. Like, man, I can't do contract negotiations. Like, I can't even do flipping be a GM mode and do that as well, just because there's so many details that I don't really care too much for. But again, because of the way the team is built, like, we have to care about the contracts, and it does matter if someone makes, like, the difference of $500,000 stands out, which is shocking. But yeah, we'll see.
All right, let's roll through some other topics before we wrap up today. I'll start with you, Avery. You probably saw the Jacob Trouba stick whack on Trent Frederick of the Boston Bruins, only getting a $5,000 fine for what he did. Do you think the punishment was enough for what had happened with Jacob Trouba?
Absolutely not. Accident or not, you know, you still have to control your stick. It was a reckless play, a dangerous play. The fact that he's not sitting for any games, to me, is that is shocking. That, to me, right there, should have been a 4 or 5 game suspension. That's just a hit. That is a 2001 Barry Bonds swing to the head of an opposing player. Like, how
Barry
is that not suspension
Bonds.
Worthy?
That's
how is so that what not suspension?
So what do you say to people who will say, but what about the other angle that makes it seem like it wasn't as bad?
Does the other angle show him not hitting him in the head with a stick? Like,
I mean, it does.
It does,
right? Yeah. Like, I don't know how you could downplay getting hit in the head by a stick.
If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a high stick to the head.
Jacob Trouba, man. Like, I mean, yeah, I get he was kind of in an awkward position, but he still whacked a dude in the head.
Remember when we thought player safety was being consistent? Those are the days.
For like 40 seconds.
Like 40.
I mean, there was like a 3-week period where it looked pretty good, right?
Yep. So it was.
Sam's looking at me like crazy, but like, they got Rasmus Anderson right.
Yep.
They could have been more. They could have added more games to Charlie McAvoy, but they more or less got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Mangiapane, like, they got that right too.
How many
Sam
games did he get?
At all. Maybe like one game, but the thing is that he got a game as conduct after that happened.
Yeah, that happened.
And that
like
was
the
like
first.
A,
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Like, it basically sat for like 2 games.
Yeah. Okay. I think of all of them, you know, but yeah, that's just shocking to me, man. We're getting back to the standard.
Broken cloth is right twice a day.
That's fair.
Jeez.
That's
okay.
Fair.
Let's get to the next headline, which, again, we're going to have to tiptoe around this one. Corey Perry, not with the Chicago organization due to organizational reasons. The team says they sent him away and for organizational reasons. And after that, his agent is saying, hey, Corey Perry needs this time to be with his family right now. And he would need all that privacy. There is a rumor going around about Corey Perry that has since been refuted. We are not going to spend time on that rumor because we are a responsible podcast. And we don't delve into terrible, salacious rumors like what is being peddled out there in the media.
That's our shame slogan. Shame on you all. Time. We are. Yes. We do not partake in rumors.
Yes. Journalism. Yes. Shame on you all for having so much fun at this rumor that is out there that we are not going to mention on Zone Time. Shame on you all for doing that. There is a discussion to be had, though, I guess, about the fact that we still don't know. And Chicago, which has been so great with transparency with some of these stories, is handling it. Omar, what do you think of the way that Chicago has been handling this story and how weird this all is?
Yeah, I think that's the best way to say it. It's just weird, right? It's very weird that, he got sent home and it's not from, like, at first we just thought it was like healthy scratches. Then there's the idea of maybe it was like an injury. And now it's just like, no, like there was the team decision for him to not be part of the team. So that already raises so many question marks. And again, the fact that we're not getting any information, I mean, yes, like, Corey Perry's representation asked, for privacy in this time, but like, you can't help but just, consider and think like, what is it? Like, what's taking place? And again, it is, it is unfortunately fitting that this is taking place, with an organization that has a great history of, exposing truth for things. I was being very sarcastic there.
Oh, the sarcasm has been dripping all throughout this segment.
It's very weird. And I guess I feel like at some point we are going to know what took place in some way, shape or form. We may not get all the details, but I'm interested to know what happened. And I don't know, I guess there any ripple effects from it.
Yeah, and if Corey Perry will be a member in Chicago all that much longer, I wonder, depending on what comes out, if that's enough for the team to say, we're terminating your contract or we're getting you the hell out of here via trade. That's my next question.
Yeah.
How
bad would something have to be for the Chicago Blackhawks to do something about it?
Oh, damn. That's a very deep question. That's a very good question.
Boy.
I mean, you're not wrong. I gotta say, you're not wrong. They never earned the benefit of the doubt for us to think that they're actually gonna do right by this situation. Sorry, Chicago. You don't get that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Last one before we wrap up here. This happened over the weekend. And you could just give your head a shake to the National Hockey League here. Native American Heritage Night, the Minnesota Wild are playing. Marc-Andre Fleury gets a custom-made mask for the occasion and then is told no by the NHL when it comes to wearing it during warm-up. Even so, the NHL says if he wears it, a significant fine will be handed out to the team. So he decides to wear it anyway. Because to hell with the NHL and their stupid rule that, for whatever reason, doesn't allow players to express themselves. What a concept, right? Like, you want to put rainbow tape on your stick, you want to put a cancer ribbon on your helmet, or you want to have a mask custom designed for acknowledging Native American history or Heritage Night, and you're told no. Good Lord, this is such a frustrating story to have to talk about. I got everyone else to talk about some of the other stories. Sam, when you hear this stuff, what do you think?
I mean, it was basically the least surprising thing possible, right? Like, what you expect from this league at this point is poor decision-making. And the thing is, this was a policy that when it was implemented at the start of the season, got immediate critique, not just from fans, but from players, including Connor McDavid. and obviously in the specific context of Pride Tape, but like even the discussion back then, I think it was clear from the start that this policy was poorly thought out. Mm-hmm. And like, what did they think they were going to do at that point? Like you saw it play out already with Travis Dermott putting the Pride Tape on. And I think that's what people said from the start. Like one player will violate the ban. And what are they going to do? Suspend him? Fine him for using Pride Tape? Like, think about those headlines. Like, you don't need to think 10 steps ahead to do that. That's literally the next step when you think about policymaking. And then you had this whole thing. You had Michael Russo reporting that they told the Wild that they were going to fine the team if he did this.
Yes.
And immediately people were like, that's absurd for given the cause. And like, then what ended up happening was he wore it anyway. And they were like, yeah, cool. Breach our policies. We don't actually care. So like, what was the point of this entire thing? Like, we were told at the start of the season, oh, there was too much outcry around seven players refusing to wear Pride jerseys. They wanted to shut the conversation down. Well, congratulations. What you did was make there be multiple conversations about how incompetent you are at doing anything. And you look absolutely terrible. Like both in the case of Dermott and in the case of Fleury, you just look like a ridiculous league. Like, what was the point of any of this?
The one thing I'll say, and it's something I've thought about for a good while, and it was mentioned on one of the podcasts I had to do on Monday. The fact that we're at a point where we have seen people go against this rule and not be punished for it. What's going to happen if the league decides, okay, now is enough, and you can't do this, you can't violate this rule? And as has been brought up on other podcasts, what if it happens when someone decides to, for lack of a better term, get geopolitical about the statements that they do on their helmet or stick? Maybe they want to rep a particular country. Maybe they want to free a particular country. You guys are getting what I'm getting at here? Mm-hmm. Like, what if it gets to that point where they have to deal with that? What the hell is going to happen then?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't think the league thinks about that stuff like at all. And I remember we were having the conversation even last year, where last year at the beginning of this season, and the idea of just like it fixes the problem at the time that they felt that needed to be fixed, but actually went on to make it worse, and again make the league look worse and make the conversation around the league look worse. And it's something that truly puzzles me a lot, is I wonder if the league thinks about how non-NHL fans think about the NHL.
No,
I don't think they do. And I think that, and every year, and almost it seems like every month, we get more and more examples of them not doing that at all. They don't think about how non-NHL fans think about the NHL. They don't think about how non-hockey fans see the league. And how horrible it can look if a team gets fined because one of their players decided to wear a helmet to represent a cause on that night for their organization. So I really don't think that they're thinking those things through. And if that's the case, then it's only going to get worse from here.
The one time they thought about growing the game with non-traditional fan bases, they signed Josh Richards or whatever, like that TikTok guy's name is.
Oh, the TikTok guy.
To a 1-year contract as a youth ambassador. Did you see a single thing from him after that announcement?
I saw him at a Tampa game.
No.
There was some Tampa game he was at.
Other than that, there was absolutely nothing. They were almost universally ripped for that. Mm. And it's like, do you even, like, who is doing any thinking in the league's front office? Like anything other than like, pure reaction. There is no long-term thinking in terms of growing the game or outreach here.
They couldn't even give Tate McRae a call, and she literally has a whole album with like goalie pads on.
Like, when it comes to innovation, these causes.
Sorry. My bad. I'm sorry. I get that's a deep cut for certain people. I'm sorry. Like,
you never hear about the NHL being a leader in the situation. It's never leading, or it's like, it's right. It's always reactionary, and it's always somehow doing the wrong thing or making an issue when there's no issue. And it's just so frustrating to see, because it's not hard to make the right decision. The NHL somehow finds a way to mess it up again and again and again and again.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to do an entire episode of Zone Time where we just talk about things the NHL did right.
Oh, yeah.
Shortest episode of all universe? Time.
Yeah, literally. The shortest episode ever.
Shortest episode.
No, it's true.
We normally honestly have a hard time constraining ourselves, but this one will just sit here quietly.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. God. Yeah, seriously. Just nothing bad. But
I think the last cool thing the NHL did was when they had players like make their own teams at the All-Star game, and then they stopped doing it.
Yeah, because the players didn't want to get embarrassed about the possibility of being picked last.
Who cares?
You're in the National Hockey League.
You got a damn car at the end.
You can't even
go on the new NHL Edge, like whatever stat tracking thing they've done, yeah, and find certain people in like last place for certain metrics, because the NHLPA has designed this because they don't want to embarrass people. The NHL don't want to embarrass people.
Oh my God.
They don't want to embarrass themselves, and they're embarrassing themselves all at the same time.
Can I tell you a brief story, gang? The NHL's mobile site is so broken. Older writers have come to me and said, "You, young person, help me out. I can't figure out the site." That's a bad thing.
Okay. Oh gosh. Wait. Why am I picturing there's like two or three people that I'm just immediately envisioning are coming to you asking for advice on how to work the NHL site?
That's, oh my God.
And like, one of them got into a Twitter fight the other week.
Just hearing the idea that the NHL doesn't want to like embarrass their players or whatever, but like, okay, so what, you didn't like go to like every skilled player in the game and be like, "Hey, so I know that you can probably deke out the entire team, but let's not do that because we don't want to embarrass them." Or even though the moments do happen, and they go to like TSN and Sportsnet and they say, "Hey, so I know that highlight really did show like a really good move, but we can't show that because we don't want to embarrass people." Like imagine like Gary Bettman contacts, I don't know, like again TSN and Sportsnet and says, "Hey, we need to make sure that no one sees Cale Makar deking out Kirby Doc, so let's not show that clip because, you know, we don't want to embarrass it." Like they're professional athletes playing in a league, man. Are you kidding me?
Avery, can you please say what you just wrote in the chat?
NHL at this rate needs a Huggies sponsorship for being this soft. Come on.
We are going to get ourselves in trouble for something we said today. Between all the different things that have been said, someone is going to get mad. And we're all going to get told about how we're just these stupid mother effers from Toronto who don't know better. I'm sure that's going to happen.
It's just going to be the Leafs take. We're going to be like, "No, Marner's actually the best player."
That's what's so funny. That's what's so funny. We said so much stuff today that so many people might be like, "Damn." And what we're going to see in the comments, what do you guys know? You guys are all
know
from
nothing.
Toronto.
Mitch Marner's the best player. It. I'm like, he's a good player, but right now he's just not playing well. And once he plays better, that'd be awesome because it'd be great for the team, and then everyone would be happy.
My favorite. Dad, I really love the like "you don't know anything" comments.
Yeah. It's like they just randomly picked us out of a hat to be on.
I was gonna say, like, look, we don't know anything, but like managed to get a show.
Yeah, right? That's it. Exactly. Isn't that just more impressive than anything else?
Yeah,
they just, I'd rather know to nothing and have a show than know everything and be commenting on YouTube videos.
It's like, man, what influence do you think I have? Like, I should just walk into a hospital, like go into like a surgical room, be like, "Hey, stand aside, it's my turn now. Okay, gloves, scalpel, let's go." Like,
yeah, I would hate to be Oilers fan 15, knowing with all this knowledge
And all I could do was just comment on people's random YouTube videos talking about how no one else knows anything.
Oh, the irony.
Looking crumbs on my stomach.
I'll tell you, I don't know anything, because if you told me 3 months ago that the Canucks would be fifth in the league on November 27th, I would have laughed in your face. And I'm very happy to be wrong.
Canucks are good.
And the funny thing is, they're in the spot that they're in after they lost to the San Jose Sharks.
truth. It all comes down to when that game happens.
Yeah, that's it. All right, we've done enough damage. Let's get out of here before we hurt someone else's feelings on zone time. Sam, thank you so much for hopping back on with us. We really missed you. Clearly we missed you. Same goes for Omar and Avery. You make my week every week. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to Gal Sports NHL for all of their great content, and also the other content that they have as well too. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of our great show. Hopefully no one gets too mad at us. Peace.